As noted in several conversations this morning, some issues are slow to change. Right up in that category is domestic violence. Over decades, the understanding of attitudes toward the forms of domestic violence and the availability of help have grown. So too, the involvement of men. This week, they will rally and walk beginning at the state capitol for the 19th annual Men's March Against Domestic Violence. David Tomilowitz is this year's chair, and he joins us this morning. Hi there.
Hi, Bethann. Thanks so much for having me on this morning.
Well, we've talked a lot about domestic violence over the years, and still seeing some of those same stats turn up now is, on one hand, disappointing. On the other hand, more people know about those stats, so that seems to move the conversation toward understanding that this is very much a part of our community. One in four women in a lifetime will be affected by domestic violence. That hasn't changed in quite a while, has it?
I think that the statistics continue to be disappointing. About one in four women in a lifetime prevalence, and a CDC study in 2010 said that something like 37% of Hawaii women will report having been a victim of domestic violence, stalking, or sexual violence in their lifetime. So it is obviously still a problem. The other perspective that I have, and the reason for the Men's March, is although 85% of victims of domestic violence are female, of course, the majority of perpetrators are men. So I think what the Men's March hopes to bring to the conversation is that this is not just an issue for women to be talking about, but this is an issue for men to be engaged in as well, and that we need to be part of the solution.
That, in fact, it's crucial that you're part of the solution and having conversations with younger and younger men and boys as they approach dating age and a time where they start to have a great deal of questions about how they fit in and what a relationship is all about.
Yeah, what we're asking for this year is for men of goodwill and good character to join us for the Men's March. We'll have about 500 or perhaps a little bit more attendees, of which about 300 will be high school boys. So this is really an opportunity for role models from our community to come out and to set the example for our young men, and to let them know that domestic violence is really not acceptable behavior.
And how do you take it beyond the Men's March? Because here we've had it for almost 20 years, and it's all well-intended. It's very, very good thing that happens, but what happens between one march and the next really seems to be what will make this issue, if not go away, because it's not going to happen anytime soon, but at least get a little better.
Yeah, the theme of the march this year is that domestic violence is everybody's business. And one of the evolutions or changes that's happening this year is that we're asking the corporate community to participate as well. One of the things, and I, as the prior publisher for Hawaii Business, and when I got involved in looking at the domestic violence issue, come to realize this is a business issue as well as a community issue and a moral issue. And the cost to businesses is actually quite substantial. So a business of 500 employees would expect to see about $100,000 a year in costs due to domestic violence, either healthcare costs or absenteeism and so forth. So a number of businesses are coming out to support the march this year, and I think that's something that's interesting and positive. And the other thing that I would suggest in terms of how new approaches are being attempted, you know, with relation to domestic violence. My current employer, Kaiser Permanente, has spearheaded a family violence prevention program here in Hawaii Market starting in 2011. And what we really are trying to do is to move the identification of domestic violence out of the emergency room, which is typically where we will become aware of victims of domestic violence, into the primary care setting. So our doctors are proactively asking both men and women about their home life and about, you know, if there's tension and violence in their home life, to try to understand if they may be victims of domestic violence. And what this is, in fact, done is increase the identification of domestic violence substantially. In Northern California, where the program was initiated, it increased the identification of domestic violence by about five times. And that's significant not only because it gives us a sense of how hidden this problem is, but it also moves the identification out of the ER into the primary care setting where we can actually do something about that before the victim ends up, you know, in our emergency room.
And it puts it in a place that becomes just part of the conversation that you would have with your doctor about anything that is not right in your life.
Yeah, the one thing that to me has been so surprising as I've gotten involved in talking about this issue is how stigmatized the issue of domestic violence is and the sort of shame that surrounds this issue. And I think not only on the part of victims of domestic violence, but I really think on behalf of the community at large, I think that we're just ashamed that this is something that takes place here in Hawaii and confused about what to do. So the point of the march itself is to shed some light on this and to have folks come out in public and say that this is something that we stand in solidarity with victims of domestic violence on, and this is something that we really need to talk about.
We also have heard from many people as we've talked about this over 14 years, particularly on Town Square, that we're still very reticent to get involved in somebody else's life, and that there's a sense of, well, we may have a gut feel that something is not quite right with a friend, a neighbor, a coworker, but trying to make a place to open up a conversation is still really tough.
Yes, I think there's a couple of ways to respond to that. The one is that the costs to the community are great in terms of our social services and so forth. So this is an issue that the community really needs to be engaged in. The other is that we do need to respect the wishes of victims of domestic violence, but we also need to make ourselves available and to let them know that we support them and to make sure that they're aware of resources that exist to help support them. And I think this is the opportunity not only for healthcare providers to be providing access and information about those resources, but also for employers to let domestic violence victims or suspected victims know that the employer stands with them and that the employer is willing to help them to access resources from the community.
Well, especially for small businesses where that may be even more visible than if you have a larger 500-plus employee group.
Well, I think for businesses of all sizes. And one of the things that I would suggest is the Domestic Violence Action Center has a program for businesses and for HR professionals called DV Action Ready, where they'll come in and do trainings, whether it's with the HR staff or with the employees all told, to let them know, what the options are and how to approach this really difficult issue.
And let's say we talk to each other next year before the 20th anniversary march. What's the one thing you'd like to see happen between now and then?
What I'd like to see is more employers get involved in the DV Action Ready program and to really understand the significance of domestic violence and the impact on the workforce. I think that, to me, would be a real positive step forward.
Well, let's see if it happens. Meanwhile, good luck with Thursday's march.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, David. David Tomilowitz is Director of Business Engagement at Kaiser Permanente and this year's chair of the 19th Annual Men's March Against Domestic Violence. He serves as a board member for a handful of organizations and was a 2010 Pacific Century Fellow. More about the march on hpr2.org.